Sometimes the nose really does know, like in the case of formaldehyde.
We all think back to our time when we were in biology class in high school, and we smelled that smell when we were dissecting our frogs or whatever, and we had a reaction, and we knew there was something going on there.
Jonathan Wilson, Deputy Director of the National Center for Healthy Housing, says we've since learned that formaldehyde can lead to nasal cancer and leukemia, but there can be danger in things we can't smell.
For example, radon. You cannot smell it, but it comes up out of the ground. And it is the second leading cause of lung cancer in this country.
At home and at work, we check for safety issues like fire and earthquake readiness, but not so much when it comes to air quality.
There is no real indoor air quality standards. We have a lot of outdoor air quality standards, but we don't really know what levels should be in our homes or in our businesses.
Wilson says a product for average citizens to use to detect air quality around us is in the early stages. Susan Lee Taylor, KCBS.